You have just tuned in to a spirited exchange radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, for Evolution of the Modern Mind. Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? We bring you inspirational stories and valuable resources to educate and motivate inspired change makers. Gain tools and insights to transform limiting beliefs. Connect with your divine wisdom for an inspired and purposeful life of love in action. Here we go. A Spirited Exchange Radio starts now. Welcome. Welcome, everybody out there in listener land. I'm Carrie Kadambi, and you're listening to A Spirited Exchange on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour for an engaging conversation, inspiring you to awaken and live into your true and highest potential. Each second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific time on A Spirited Exchange, we'll bring you inspiring guests, engaging in stimulating and mind-opening discussions, helping you to awaken, heal, and reveal your highest purpose. Our show theme today is Awaken Your Evolution, and we'll discuss what it means to awaken and evolve, and then explore several paths to awakening through body, in mind, and to spirit. And today I am thrilled to have Maitreyi Meliana here to share about her own awakenings, the lessons learned, bold steps taken, and how those experiences have influenced who she is today. Her story reveals the absolute truth that we all can access the gift of awakening to our divine self and live into our highest potential. Maitreyi is also an award-winning author, a holistic psychotherapist, and a spiritual teacher. And newsflash, later in the show today, she'll be giving away a copy of her new book to one lucky listener, so stay tuned for the details. Maitreyi, I'd like to welcome you to A Spirited Exchange today. How are you?
I'm doing great, Carrie. Thank you. And it's really wonderful to be here with you.
Oh, I'm excited because I know that you have an incredible story to share, one that will give people a lot of hope, if when they're in a difficult spot, that there's hope that they can make a change. And you're a fantastic example of that. So I wanted to hop right into the topic. To begin with, let's kind of clarify a few terms for our listeners. And I know that I kind of have my ideas of what awakening is, and you have yours. And I bet we can start out talking a little bit about what it means to awaken. And is there only one way to awaken? What difference can awakening make to our lives? And since today's episode is Awaken to Your Evolution, I wanted to share a little bit on my take on the relationship between awakening and what I call evolution. I think of awakening as the point at which our eyes are open to a new reality. Like we see something we didn't see in this way before. And it's kind of like becoming enlightened. And sometimes that awakening is enough to create change, or what I call evolution, in our lives. But I feel that often we need to take action based on our new knowledge. And that action is what moves us toward our evolution. So we've been given free will to make choices, but we're free to experience the consequences of those choices once they're made, and that would be to evolve or to not evolve. So it's important to not do what some people call the spiritual bypass thing, which is using spiritual practices as a way of like avoiding or not addressing the deeper wounds and limiting beliefs that hold us back, of not addressing those unfinished developmental tasks that are so crucial to our growth. So that's kind of my little distinction of kind of a difference between like awakening and evolving. Maitreyi, what does an awakening mean to you? And do you have a story you can share about a big awakening that you've experienced and how that has changed your life?
Yeah. Awakening, my definition is very similar to yours, where it's kind of it's a realization of either yourself or the world or a relationship or anything at all that is different from how you felt and thought about it literally a moment before. And it's this wonderful popping open to, oh, this is now what I think. And I think it comes with just so much excitement. And I think sort of the sense of your eyes widening open to, oh, this is a new reality. So that's how I think of awakening. And one story I can share about awakening for myself is the moment that I realized that Just a little bit of history. I had grown up in India, and as an Indian woman, I was under the belief that I needed to stay married for life, that once I got married, it was for life. And it was a very complete decision, and no matter how bad the relationship got, that was my role as an Indian woman. And I came up against it, you know, even though there were times I wasn't happy in the relationship. But, and I remember the time when I literally thought, well, why not? What's the worst thing that could happen? And it was this moment of realizing my fears of what would happen if I were to do what I wanted, as opposed to what my culture or family thought I could do or was possible for me as an Indian woman. So it was this moment of thinking for myself, as opposed to going along with what had been passed down for centuries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a pretty big shift to be able to step away from the acculturation, you know, what beliefs that we've been fed in our growing up and we accept because we don't know anything else, but to actually recognize that there's a different way. That seems like a really big awakening.
Yeah, it does. And it's not without fear. I think there can be, you know, fear and excitement.
Yes, both. Yes. Mm-hmm. And once you had that realization, what did that drive you to do? What changes did you make, or what movement did you make?
Well, I reached out to people to have conversations. I remember reaching out to people almost to validate my decision, although I think I really knew. I did a lot of soul searching. I thought, what is the worst that could happen? And I kind of gave myself a plan B, and had to confront what the beliefs were. You know, the fear of looking bad or the shame of being a divorced woman in my culture. And then I had to keep asking myself, well, what's the worst thing that could happen? And as that unfolded, it wasn't as bad as how I assumed it was going to be. And then I took steps to leave my marriage and create a whole new life. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That takes a lot of courage to do that. To make those big changes. And I think your point of, you know, reaching out to others as well, to kind of get a bit of a reality check or support in some way. You know, I believe that we're all here to be in relationship in some way, and to reach out to get help during those difficult times is really important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So you're, I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about, you've written a book, which I alluded to at the very beginning, and you're going to be giving a copy away to a first mm-hmm. caller, and I'll give details on that in a bit. But can you tell us a little bit about your book, the title of it, and what inspired you to write it?
Sure. The book is called Brown Skin Girl, An Indian American Woman's Magical Journey from Broken to Beautiful. And the story is of an Indian woman who comes here with her family. That's me, at 16. And then the conflict and the struggle between two cultures as it plays out in her life and also with her family. So that there's this clash of expectations of what is a woman supposed to be. And, you know, coming to a new country kind of really brings all of that to the front, because there are new possibilities are available. Mm-hmm. So it was a huge awakening of sorts, in the sense of the freedoms that I was suddenly exposed to and just reached out to take and receive with both hands. And my family were like, no, you can have these, but not those. So it was this conflict. And the story is really when I fell in love with an American man, that once my family found out, they took me back to India and literally held me hostage, literally behind closed doors for a year. And then the story is, you know, my escape from there, and I stayed in India for 3 years. But then the story is, and I managed to escape, and it was a meandering road to really sort of find myself and recoup from that kind of a trauma. And you know, there was a period of several years where I was still, you know, I don't think I was my true self. I was still very much under the cultural sway, mm-hmm. Because I had to confront some very deep wounds, and coming from a culture where there wasn't therapy, or I haven't done much personal growth, I just didn't know how to do that.
Right.
But really my awakening happened when, you know, I suddenly realized that so much of what I'd received was wrong for me, for my body, for my personal self. Mm-hmm. It's not to say anything about my culture, but it wasn't right for me. And I had mm-hmm. to listen to my own truth. And that was one of my biggest awakenings.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
And once I set out on that, magic happened. I mean, it was just,
yeah,
spirit opened up, synchronicities, and it was this amazing path of healing and transformation.
Yes. 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 That's so beautiful. And I'm so glad that you were able to make those, you know, have those awakenings and make those changes to become who you are today. And I think one of the things that, we've talked about this before, that the life's journey is a series of awakenings. So it's seldom like one and done, like bingo, whoop, okay, all perfect, good to go. It's like, no, it's, you know, peeling that proverbial onion and growing to some point and then being ready for the next awakening and the next process and moving forward. So, which is good, I think, because if it were a one and done, it might blow a few circuits, I think. It would be a little much to take all at once. So that was, that's it, really incredible. And I think people will enjoy reading your story. I know I found it difficult to put down. You're an incredible writer. It's an unimaginable story for a woman to have gone through what you went through and to come out the other side shining and being an example for other women on, you know, how they can find their voice, step into their power, and be true to themselves.
Thank you. And that's a big reason why I wrote it. One is to get my story out, but I really wanted women who had similar experiences to know that there's hope, possibility, and magic that's mm-hmm. always available. And that's maybe what you're talking about, the evolution is taking action.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more. We've gone over like awakening and evolution and what that means. And there's some more that we're going to cover, which is awakening in body and in mind and to spirit. But we're going to take a little break here. So just want to let you know that you are listening to A Spirited Exchange with me, host Carrie Kadambi, and today's guest, Maitreyi Meliana. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll continue our discussion of awakening your evolution. And like I said, explore what it means to awaken to your body and why this is an important element to be able to live your best life. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobear.com. That's drkathyobear.com.
Is your mind running the show with thoughts bouncing around your cranium like a jet-propelled ping pong ball? You can't focus or relax. Quieting your mind is key to having a sense of inner peace and to being able to access your inner wisdom. So how can you quiet that racing mind? Just breathe. Sit with eyes closed and breathe in slowly, filling your lungs to capacity. Then gently and fully exhale. Repeat 10 or more times. I assure you, at the end of this exercise, your mind will have slowed and your body relaxed. You'll be better able to access your inner wisdom, guiding your personal evolution to becoming your highest and best self. I'm Carrie Kadombi, and I'd love for you to join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange. For more information about me, visit my website, thedivineguidancegift.com.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with CorneliaStephanieVIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
We're back on A Spirited Exchange with me, host Carrie Kadombi, and today's guest is Maitre Meliana, who's talking with us about her awakening and lessons learned. But before we continue, I want to let you know that I want to make sure everybody knows how to contact you, Maitre. Can you give us your contact information, your website for our listeners?
Sure. So my website is Maitre Meliana. That's MyTreMeliana.com.
Great. Thank you. We've talked a little bit before the break about what it is to awaken and the difference that it can make in our lives. And now we're going to explore one of the several paths or modes to awakening. And one path is to awaken what I call to your body. And I strongly believe, I know that wisdom resides in the body, and the body has a messaging system to communicate to us when something is off. And it can tell us when something is true and right for us or when it's not. So this is why kinesiology works so well, muscle testing. When we can awaken to our body and become embodied, be able to go into our body, we can access this wisdom to improve our health and to make better decisions that are aligned with our truth. And that also allows us to access subconscious messages to help in our healing. So Maitre, can you tell us a little bit about any experience that you've had when you felt that you have awakened in your body and in what way that has changed your life?
Sure. I think what happened before. So as a result of the trauma, I think I went up into my head where I was mostly functioning from my thoughts and disregarding my body, disregarding my feelings. And so I wasn't as in touch, and I didn't listen to my own guidance. But around this time, I went on a Vipassana retreat, and Vipassana is a meditation practice where all you do for 11 days is a sensate awareness of your body, sit in meditation, really listening to your body. And I was just amazed by what I felt. If you can imagine sitting for 8 hours a day, that might be a lot. But even But it woke me again. It woke me up to everything that I hadn't been listening to, and particularly with my body, it was my desire, my sexuality, that I had actually sort of gotten lost by the wayside. And I knew then from that point on that I didn't have to listen to anybody else for my answers or decisions, that if I listened to my body and my feelings, I knew what to do with my life. Mm-hmm. And that was a very powerful awakening for me.
Yes. And so you had the Vipassana experience, and you awakened to that realization. And then what changed for you? What did you do differently from that point on?
Well, interestingly, I lost a bit of weight. It was like anything excess just fell away, because I've come into alignment with my truth. And the more I listened, I felt just vital and alive. And there was an energy to my body that was very sensual. And so the Kundalini, which in India is the life force and the feminine energy, the feminine sensuality, the feminine sexuality. And that was, it's, even if it was just this sense of vibrancy and aliveness, and it brought in a sense of fierceness and protectiveness and belief, that a truth that sort of had been lost by the wayside, that my sexuality was really a powerful force and something that my culture was afraid of. And it made me fierce. I think it gave me the belief in myself to leave my marriage, that even though it was going against everything I had believed till that point, it gave me the sense of the faith and the trust in myself to take the steps to go to graduate school, apply to graduate school, and leave my marriage.
Yeah, I think when we can tune into our bodies, we really connect with that inner, you know, inner I am, the inner who we really are, our heart. You know, there's talk of being two brains, the head brain, the mind. And then there's actually a lot of brain, a lot of neural connections in the heart that also help us to make decisions. And I think we can't connect with that very well if we're not able to be embodied, to go into our body. And I think our society places a lot of more attention on the head and the thinking and the just doing, where the heart is, I think, more about the being. And when we can connect with our body, you mentioned like a fierceness, like it's that connecting to your power, your inner power that you can stand with and speak with and act with. And that makes a huge difference when we can do that. You know, have your own sovereignty for making your decisions.
Right.
I know that for me, I use that body awareness, excuse me, for making decisions. You know, I may go out and gather information that I then analyze to make the decision. But when it comes right down to making that final bit of decision, I didn't realize I did this for a number of years, and then finally realized that I had this process. I would literally go within my body and feel, was that right for me or not right for me? And I could use it for any kind of decision, you know, for purchasing a car, building a house, deciding if I'm going to purchase airline tickets, or, you know, like all kinds of decisions, like reading maybe something that's going on in a relationship. You know, so going inward and connecting with that is a much truer answer to each of us individually.
Yeah, I love that you do that. It's a very powerful decision-making tool, really.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Have you had any other experiences you can think of, the awakening of the body, that has made a difference for you?
I think I always go to sexuality, that, you know, it is this, I think as women, we are again, sort of indoctrinated by what is all right and what isn't all right sexually. And there's so much shame and guilt and fear around it. Mm-hmm. And once I knew that, once I felt my body, the truth of my sexuality was undeniable. And I knew it was this sacred force, the sacred feminine fire and force of desire and pleasure that we are, that is natural and true and sacred to us, no different than a flower or a fruit or a river. Mm-hmm. It's so beautiful. And so that really sort of helped me believe in what I knew and had known for many years prior. Mm-hmm. And that it was not my stuff around it, but it was really cultures and patriarchy's negative judgment of it that has created so many problems.
Yeah, for certain, we have a lot of healing to be done around the realm of sexuality and the double standards for what's okay for one sex and not okay for the other sex. And yes, a lot of healing needs to be done in that realm.
Yeah,
definitely. Well, I can think of other times when my body wisdom has provided me information. And also I've had this experience when I've worked with clients as well. But one instance for me was that I had a point in life where I had plantar fasciitis, and I was using a visual journaling method and drawing a picture, and realized that I didn't know where to take my next step. And it was really a metaphor for, I was at a point in my life and I didn't know which way to go. And, you know, so I had a foot in the air, and that happened to be, it was what I drew. And it happened to be the foot that had the plantar fasciitis problem.
Oh,
yeah. And so then I ended up redrawing that and kind of figuring out where I needed to go next. So it was the body providing, a message to me of something I needed help with. So we're going to take another break, and then we're going to come back to talk a little bit more about this awakening and moving into the awakening in mind. So I'm Carrie Kadambi, and you're listening to A Spirited Exchange. And when we come back, Maitreyi is also going to share more of her story of awakening and lessons learned. And we'll explore what it means to awaken your mind. So stay tuned. And we're also going to provide you with details on Maitreyi's book giveaway. So we'll be right back.
If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself, you can't make decisions, and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Do you drive yourself crazy trying to make important decisions? And when you finally do, then you start second-guessing yourself. Would you like to know why you do this and how to change it? You can. When you take time to go inward, you'll find a wisdom that resides in the body. Begin by quieting your mind and sending your awareness into your body. Notice where there may be a discomfort. Ask it what it wants you to know. Listen carefully. It will reveal what it is about making this decision which holds you back. You can keep asking for information until you reach the deep core value of what keeps you from comfortably making a decision and sticking with it. Awareness is the first step toward making change. I'm Carrie Kadambi, and I'd love for you to join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange. For more information about me, visit my website, thedivineguidancegift.com.
Your money is your creational energy. When you feed your wealth back into what you love, it signals your choices and returns to you. Tune in to Money Momentum with host Karen Baines and learn the truth about the widely misunderstood creative energy that is the cash in your pocket. Realign the things you can't see to get the results you can see. Listen every month for a whole new hour on how to get the money already aligned to who you are. For more information on Karen and Money Momentum, visit soulwhispers.uk.
Hello, we're back on A Spirited Exchange with me, host Carrie Kadambi, and I have my Trey Meliana here, and we have been talking about the different paths to awakening. Before the break, we were exploring what it means to awaken to your body, and next we're going to dig into what it means to awaken your mind. But before we do that, Maitrey, you have generously offered a free copy of your new book to the first person to call into our phone line at 1-800-930-2819, and I'll repeat that later. But Maitrey, can you briefly tell our listeners about your book, Brown Skin Girl, just briefly?
Yes, it's a multicultural inspirational memoir of my story as an Indian American woman. And it's both psychological and spiritual. And it talks about the ways family loves and wounds each other, about immigrants' conflict between cultures, and what happens when you leave yourself, leave everything, that you can actually find yourself.
Mm, that is beautiful. And I have to say, I have read it. It's a riveting story. So call in. The number for your chance to receive a copy of this book is 1-800-930-2819. And our producer, Olivia, will take your call and get the information so that Maitrey can mail the book to you. Super. All right, well, let's dive into what it means to awaken your mind. I believe that through the power of mind, nearly anything is possible. And we create with our thoughts and words, which I'm sure many of you have heard that before. To me, to awaken your mind means to be attentive and thoughtful as to what you were thinking and saying. And this raised awareness will help you recognize unhelpful thought patterns and spot limiting beliefs. And it's those beliefs that can color how you perceive the world, how you react to people and events, and what you manifest in your life, whether it's good or bad. So my question for you, Maitrey, is this. What has been an awakening of your mind experience for you? And what has changed for you as a result of that?
I think a big period of awakening was when I was in graduate school studying to become a psychotherapist. It was a completely new field, and it is a field that's really foreign to Indian culture. And it was an awakening to enter my emotional realm and really feel all my feelings and know how beautiful and powerful and, again, conscious and wise we are, and that how our emotions actually make life more delicious. So that was a wonderful awakening, as well as the opportunity to reevaluate the beliefs I had grown up with as an Indian woman and what had defined me as an Indian woman. And now I had this opportunity to question and challenge everything. And it really was a time of tremendous growth and transformation.
Mm-hmm. I like that you've talked about feelings, because I think, you know, feelings are a harbinger of what's really going on within us. It's another way of our messaging, our internal messaging system, to let us know that whether something's out of balance or, you know, what's going on. And it takes focusing our attention to be aware of when we have emotions. I think for some, probably every culture, maybe some more than others and some families more than others, there's a restriction of allowing feelings, you know, the don't cry, it's not nice to be angry, you know, those sorts of things. But if we don't process those feelings, if we don't allow those feelings, it becomes a stuck energy within us. and can actually, you know, harm us on a physical level or emotional level. So to be able to recognize those feelings and emote and process is really important, I think. Mm-hmm. Being aware of feelings, but also, I think being aware of feelings helps us recognize what thoughts we're having. I'm trying to think of an example can you think of an example where you've had a feeling and it led you to recognizing a thought or belief that you held about something?
Yeah. So, for example, a feeling of being held back, a feeling of, or anger, or I'll take anger or fear, you know, I'm not supposed to do this, or fear of what might happen if I do this or cross the line, or, you know, whatever that is, you know, and for so many women we're trained that this is what's acceptable and this is what's not acceptable, and we're very conscious of staying within that. But oftentimes, you know, if a woman is not allowed to be, or if anybody is not allowed to be themselves, there's usually a feeling of feeling stifled, or some people get depressed, you know, and all of that points to the being of the person is not allowed to flourish, not allowed to really bloom and be who they are. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I can think of an instance where there was a time in my life where I would have feelings, there was more like reactions actually, where I'd be very angry at something, but I didn't really know why I was angry. I just had that feeling. And it was only later when I started really spending some time being aware of what that was and kind of following it back, realizing that, you know, one of my trigger points was not being listened to. And that was what would lead me to anger when there would be an event, an episode in a communication with someone, or lack of communication, that I wasn't being heard. And that was a huge trigger for me and would trigger anger. Right. And once I recognized that, then that helped me to see where I could do something different, where I could communicate a little differently with someone. For example, to say, you know, I don't feel heard, and make a change that way. But if we stifle our emotions, and if we're not aware of our thoughts, it's pretty hard to be a more awakened person, right? So we need to awaken to those feelings within our body, awaken to the thoughts that we hold in our mind that may be limiting beliefs. And I think of those limiting beliefs like a brick wall it stands in our way. But once we can break down that brick wall, you know, heal or transform something, then we can move toward being more awake, being more of who we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the other thing about feelings is that, you know, you said stuck energy, and, you know, it's also not just in the service of healing, but in the sense of enjoying life, that to have joy, to have pleasure, to have happiness, to have relaxation, you know, these are all part of having a full life. And to really have the pleasurable feelings are really important to feel alive. And so say somebody's working all the time, they can get kind of maybe flat or dead, or the life energy goes away. But feelings have a life force and a life energy. And the more we can tap into our feelings, one is for messages, but the other is to feel alive. So that we're not just kind of going about doing life, but we're actually living and enjoying and feeling life. And you know, and even if feelings are hard, but it also means we're alive as opposed to numb or
I love that distinction between just kind of doing life versus living life. and how important it is to have, you know, if you think of feelings on a spectrum, you know, having those that are not so much fun, difficult, to the other end of the spectrum of the joy and the happiness and the love, and like to have that full spectrum. It's almost like, you know, some people have said, you know, why do we have to have this bad stuff? But it's sort of like, how do you know happiness if you don't know sorrow or sadness? Like, you, it's almost being able to have those two helps you to recognize the fullness of the other. And they all have a purpose, but I like that, you know, don't just do life, you know, live life and live your emotions to their fullness. That's beautiful. Yeah, I was in this talking about awakening in mind. I was thinking of another experience that I had. And Maitreya, you're familiar with the healing center in Brazil, the CASA, which actually is where we first met like over a decade ago. But we, the very first time I went to the CASA, I was kind of open. I didn't quite know what was going to happen, but I ended up having this overarching lesson of learning that, I went with kind of a belief that I have to do everything myself. You know, I was very independent, kind of proud of that. Don't have to ask or can't ask for help from anybody. But situation after situation synchronistically happened while I was at the CASA at that time that led me to realize that, you know, we are here to be in community with one another and to help one another, and asking and to take care of ourselves, and asking for help as part of that self-care. So I had this story of that I couldn't ask for help, but it pushed me in several instances there that I had to ask for help. And one of them was I had had a spiritual intervention, which is like a surgery. And I was supposed to lift my suitcase into the overhead bin. And what happened was I thought, okay, I have to do this. I was exhausted. I couldn't lift it anymore. As I walked on the airplane and got down to my seat, there was a flight attendant standing right there. And without me even asking, he picked up my bag and put it in the overhead bin. It was like, wow, okay. I was ready to ask, and like spirit, like led everything there. And yeah, it was great. So anyway, that was a huge shift for me, an awakening in my mind of a new belief.
That's a great story.
So we have to take another little break. So before we go to break, Maitreya, can you give your contact information one more time for the listeners?
Sure. It's maitreyamelana.com, MYTRAEMELIANA.com.
Thank you.
I'm sure it's on your little...
Yeah, it's on the site as well. This is Carrie Kadambi with A Spirited Exchange, and we're going to take a quick break. And when we return, we'll explore yet another path to awakening, what it means to awaken to spirit. So stay tuned, and we will be right back.
Your favorite Transformation Talk radio shows are now on Spotify. What? Simply search out your favorite host or show by name, tap the subscribe button, and boom! With over 150 million active monthly users on Spotify, Transformation Talk Radio is thrilled to expand our reach so you never have to miss an episode. Yeah! Well, what the heck are you waiting for? Log into Spotify and subscribe now.
Hello, I'm Carrie Kadambi, and this is your Spirited Exchange moment. Do you want to be the best you can be? Do you want to live your dream life? Anything is possible when you choose to consciously evolve. Begin by noticing your reaction to things in your everyday life. When a reaction is uncomfortable, this is a sign that there's an inner root cause that has triggered you and is calling out to be healed. Take action to transform and heal those limiting beliefs or trauma experiences that no longer serve you. Take time daily to recognize your reactions and then set out to heal and release them using one of many somatic healing modalities available. How will you choose to evolve today? Join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
Spirited Exchange with me, your host, Carrie Kadambi. And before we dive in, I want to take a moment to share where inquiring minds can find more information about me. You can go to my website, thedivineguidancegift.com. And there you'll find information about how to work with me in private sessions or in my group program, which begins in late April. And you'll also see details for a midsummer retreat at Wallowa Lake in Eastern Oregon. And to access my free gift, you can go to yourspiritguidance.com. Today, we have Maitreyi Meliana with us talking about awakening and sharing her experiences and lessons that she's learned along the way. So we're going to talk about what it means to awaken to spirit and what does that awakening look like? How do we create and nurture our connection to spirit? What kind of spirit are we talking about? And how can that connection be helpful to us? There's so much juicy information to talk about here, and I want to let our listeners know that that we are just touching on a wee taste of what we can share on this topic with you today. And for that reason, in a few weeks, we'll return and dedicate an entire episode to that topic, just to let you know. So Maitreyi, will you share with us an experience of awakening to spirit that you've had and what that looked like, and how was that connection helpful to you?
Yeah, so I still remember this one experience I had when I was really lost, I will say, and struggling and not sure which way to go, or I think I've gone so far down a path that wasn't me. And I remember I was just in my living room dusting furniture, and I hear this voice saying, "Return to who you are."
Wow.
And at that point, I had no idea who I was, but it was unmistakable. It was 6 inches away from my ear. And it was one of those things like stone being dropped into water where it goes so deep and it's just become sort of this guiding light for me. It became this guiding light for me. It's like, who am I? And of course, it took me several years to discover that. So that was one experience.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And another was when I decided to leave my marriage, or I was thinking about it, nature started speaking to me the way it had when I was a child. I would hear messages from the trees, from the dolphins, from flowers, I would go for a walk and just hear. And it was always about the feminine. And it felt like this teaching again and again and again. Everywhere I looked, nature, Mother Earth, was teaching me how to be a woman.
Mother Earth has a lot of wisdom and a lot to teach us. And I think it's beautiful that you have shared that you have heard like spirit as a voice, and you also hear spirit as through nature. And when I talk about like connecting with spirit, I like to talk about connecting to those higher order guides, and that's who I connect with. But I had a period in my life, you know, earlier where I didn't understand that that was possible. I hadn't developed that yet. But I also had experiences of hearing something and confusing it for kind of being my own mind, although. At times they were messages that like I hadn't thought about before. I had talked about, I'll share an event that happened. I had had a difficult relationship with my father toward the end of his life, and then he suddenly passed, and I was very angry with him for quite a while. And a few months afterwards, my health began declining. I was very tired. I spent a lot of time crying. And during one of those episodes of crying, nobody else was around. And I remember out loud saying, "I will never forgive you," like speaking to him. And then there was a quiet moment and I heard, "And by not forgiving him, you only poison yourself." It's like, I didn't think of it at the time, like where did that voice come from? But it was an idea that I hadn't thought about. So how could that have come from me as me? But I felt there was a deep truth to it, and it actually changed my thinking and realizing that I needed to do forgiveness work, and the forgiveness work was for me. So that guidance, whether you want to call it higher self, spirit guidance, God, nature, spirits, to realize that it can be helpful for us, to help give us a new perspective, help set us on a path that we might not have seen before, can be very valuable in moving us forward in our lives. And for a number of people who can't imagine being able to hear spirit, you know, I feel like anybody can go out in nature. And at the very least, you know, there's a deep sense of relaxation, you know, or peacefulness by being in nature. But just being able to walk around and go up to a tree and lean against it and see what comes, you know. I don't know. Do you have any other suggestions for people who might want to try to connect with nature to get messages?
I mean, yeah, that leaning up against a tree is really great. Just, I mean, listening to the ocean, water, we all just feel so much better. I think it's just feeling better. It doesn't, there's not a goal here of having to hear anything. I think it's just to follow what feels good. And when we're open, I think in those ways, when we're relaxed, maybe just lying down on the ground or the earth and just letting everything drop, that we tune into our own inner guidance of what's more true under the rush of life. And that's just so beautiful.
That is beautiful. I like the point of kind of being open. And I think of it as being like curious and kind of allowing the head stuff to drop away and just to go into the feeling of things is very helpful for doing that connection. So again, I want to remind people that we have just briefly gone over awakening through connecting to spirit, and we're going to devote an entire episode to that, as well as an entire episode to awakening to body and an entire episode to awakening to mind, where we'll be able to give you more information to help you make steps in that direction so that you can step into your own internal sovereign power and to live your greatest potential in life. So I want to thank Maitreyi for being here today and sharing her wisdom and her light and her joyful presence. I so love talking with you, and I'm grateful that you've been here with us today.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you. Yes.
And I want to thank all of our fabulous listeners who are tuning in today with open, curious, and receptive minds, eager to awaken to their own personal evolution. And my question for you, our listeners, is this: how will you choose to awaken today to become your best self? And what action will you take to awaken your evolution? Please join me every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern. And on my next show, March 25th, I'm excited to have Maitreyi return. And we'll go deeper into what it means to awaken to your body, how to access its messages, wisdom, and your personal authentic truth. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Gadombi, for Evolution of the Modern Mind. Tune in live every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Together we will awaken, heal, and connect to live our greatest potential. For more information or to connect with me, visit TheDivineGuidanceGift.com. Hello, I'm Carrie Gadombi, and this is your Spirited Exchange Moment. Have you been searching everywhere for answers? Do you long for wise guidance to lovingly direct you? Guess what? You have your very own divine spirit guides in the highest light, available 24/7, just waiting to help you live your best life. Call in your spirit guidance on a daily basis to help you make important decisions. All you have to do is ask, with a sense of openness, curiosity, and willingness to be divinely guided. Throughout your day, be open to notice what shows up for you. A spoken phrase, a book, a message from a song, or simply a knowing. And always offer gratitude for that loving guidance, and don't forget to put it into action. Join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange. For more information about me, visit TheDivineGuidanceGift.com.
views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.